is here. Now, broadcasting from the underground command post, deep in the bowels of a hidden bunker, somewhere under the brick and steel of a nondescript building, we've once again made contact with our leader, Mark Levin.
Hello, my friends. This is Mark Levin. Our number, 877-381-3811. 877-381-3811. You know, some people out there say there's no difference between the parties. Well, let me tell you something. I'm about to talk to a man that demonstrates why there is a difference. And we need more men and women like Senator Jim DeMint. How are you, my friend?
Mark, I'm doing well. I'm in a fight up here.
You are in a fight, and I'm going to tell you something. When I was a much younger man working in the Reagan administration, Senator, I remember Jesse Helms was in these fights on the Foreign Relations Committee all the time, and he wore them like a badge of honor. And I can see that the chairman of the committee, John Kerry, who all during the Vietnam War tried to undermine our foreign policy and actually testified in front of that committee and told some really big whoppers, as a matter of fact, that he now is trying to prevent you and I believe some other senators from going down to Honduras to watch an election that involves one of our allies. Can you explain what's going on, sir?
Well, Mark, as you know, Honduras is a small Latin American country, a poor country, but a great ally of ours, and we have a military base there. But a few months ago, the President Zelaya at the time was trying to really overthrow their constitution and extend his term in office, like Hugo Chavez had done and other Latin American dictators. But the constitution said he couldn't do that, and the Honduras Supreme Court, as well as the legislature, the attorney general, all concluded that he had broken the law and the Constitution, and they removed him from office and removed him from the country. They had a choice of taking him out of the country or putting him in jail, and they took him out of the country. The Obama administration has called that a military coup, even though it was according to the Constitution. We've cut off aid. We won't give their diplomatic people visas to come here and give their side of the story. So I scheduled a trip tomorrow along with three House members to go down and check the facts out for myself, to meet with the president, the election board that's going to supervise the election that's coming up in November, and to report back to people here in Washington what's really happening. And my belief is, as the Congressional Research Service has concluded, is these people followed their constitution, and now the American government is bullying them to try to reinstate the would-be dictator.
Now, your trip had been approved, had it not?
Well, John Kerry has and the Foreign Relations Committee tried to block it, saying the State Department didn't want me to go. Mitch McConnell, I very much appreciate he interceded and authorized the trip, but now the Defense Department is saying, well, maybe not so fast, but we've got it all set up to leave about 6 in the morning. I think we'll go, but they sure don't want us to, and no senator has gone to Honduras since this started, and it's really gone under the radar. I'm embarrassed of how our country is treating Honduras right now.
It is embarrassing, particularly when our same State Department, Secretary of State, our UN ambassador, and our president of all keep, you know, putting their hands out to shake the hands of genocidal dictators from any part of the world. I mean, this is such a complete disgrace. Now, Senator, if you had wanted to go to Copenhagen to lobby for the Olympics, would there have been any objection, yes or no?
Apparently not, although I guess the president wants all the credit on that one. But now, this Honduras thing has been something they've been trying to keep under wraps, and they're telling me if I will just let a couple of their nominations go through without debate or a vote, then they'll let me go on the trip. But I have not.
Wait a minute. They're blackmailing you.
Sure.
They're insisting that you either vote for a couple more libs to go into the State Department or you can't go. Is that what they're saying?
That's pretty much it. These are nominations for Latin America, Deputy Secretary there, as well as Ambassador to Brazil. The both of these diplomats are on record agreeing with the Obama administration that this is a military coup and we need to reinstate a president who was trying to overthrow the Constitution. I wish people in our country were as serious about the Constitution as the people of Honduras have tried to be. But this country will not even give business people from Honduras a visa now. They're trying to put the squeeze on these folks to acquiesce to what Chavez and Ortega and Castro all want them to do, and that's reinstate this guy.
Well, you know, I don't want to put you on the spot, but for our entire governmental apparatus to be focused on this tiny island of liberty that's being surrounded by more and more corrupt communist-type states within our own hemisphere, is the Monroe Doctrine dead? I mean, do we no longer believe that in this hemisphere, countries like Venezuela and Cuba and Nicaragua and some of the others are threats to our national security?
Mark, I don't know what we're thinking. It's out of reach. I know that the people who have these policies love our country. At least I have to believe they do. But I just can't believe that we are supporting what's happening in Latin America and cozying up to these dictators who've used democracy as only to legitimize their own power grab. They're perverting the idea of democracy and freedom there, and we just can't go along with that. Honduras is trying to do it the right way. We need to help them instead of trying to squeeze them into putting this guy back in the pile.
Senator, let me ask you a question. Have you ever seen anything like this? Have you ever seen anything like this administration before? Honest to God.
No, and you know, I can tell you this is not partisan for me, Mark, because I've been critical of Republicans too. But the what's been going on in this administration, the rampage of spending and debt and government takeover, the foreign policy that I'm seeing that's sending signals of weakness around the world are threatening to destabilize lots of parts of the world, including Latin America,
Middle East,
and I just feel. well, I'm glad we've got folks like you out there who are letting a lot of listeners know that we've got a lot of problems, and there are just so many of them, Mark. It's just hard to take them all on.
That's because they're trying to dismantle the civil society, or organized liberty, or the social contract, if you will, and replace it with this big government monstrosity that's getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And I know you're frustrated, and as are so many of us, but you know, we have a new election coming, and I would like you to express briefly to the listeners how critical it is to make yourself known in these gubernatorial races in Virginia and New Jersey and these congressional races next year, how absolutely crucial these elections are. I'd like you to tell them.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned the governor's races, because we need more than anything else in this country some governors who champion the federalist idea of America and push back against the federal government rather than just putting their hand out for more things from the federal government. And so I would just encourage your listeners to look at the gubernatorial candidates, listen to what they say. If we can find some people who are really angry at what the federal government's doing to our lives and the lives of our children, that would be a huge help. And the same with Congress and in the Senate. There's some good primaries on the Republican side, and in a lot of cases there's some great new candidates like Marco Rubio in Florida or Pat Toomey in Pennsylvania. And we can get behind these candidates, and more of them are emerging. And I think the country's coming our way, and you might find some real surprises if people really get behind some true conservatives. And next year we might be able to turn things around.
And you know, Jim, particularly if we turn out our voters, because this is considered an off-presidential year election. First of all, these two governor's races are off-year elections. So if we turn out in large numbers, we will win. And also, if we turn out in significant numbers on the congressional level next year, Senate and House races, wherever there are Senate races, but there are House races everywhere, we'll catch these people sleeping, and we will win again. And that's the goal, right?
It really is. And I hope in the meantime that The Republican Party will come together behind a simple message of limited government, personal freedom, free enterprise, Judeo-Christian values, just constitutional limits. We just need to speak out and re-earn the trust of the American people. And I think there are a lot of them out there. We've still got a few holdouts here in Washington, but for the most part, I think Republicans are starting to come back to their core message.
I am thrilled to see that in virtually every vote on the Senate Finance Committee, even Olympia Snow, on almost every vote, is voting against what they're doing. Have you noticed that?
Yeah, they've held together, and because what we're up against is so obviously bad. I mean, yeah. We're not talking about subtle lines here anymore. So I think it's helping.
This is the takeover of the healthcare system we're talking about. Go ahead.
It really is, and anything that passes is going to turn into a monster that is a government takeover. So I think we've stressed that to all our Republicans on that committee and all of them in the conference that we cannot allow anything to pass. We've got to stop this and start over again and do it right.
And I'll say this. I don't know if you can agree or not, but I'll say this. There are some people that go home, some senators, and pretend that they're fiscal conservatives, and then they come back to Washington and they throw in with the radical left. That's going to end, Senator. I promise you, myself and some other of the hosts, we're not going to allow that happen under the radar anymore.
Well, I hope not. I think how we vote has got to be known by every American. And you're exactly right. There are people up here who are voting for spending bills in the last couple of weeks that are 15 or 20% above last year, in the middle of a recession and all this debt. We've got to make sure the country knows how everyone's voting.
Senator, we salute you. Keep it up. We're behind you 100%, and God bless you, my friend.
Thanks, Mark. Always great to talk to you.
You too. He's a good man, folks, and he needs help. More troops in the United States Senate. He needs help, and he's right. Rubio in Florida, Toomey in Pennsylvania, these are solid candidates who believe in the Declaration of Independence, who believe in the Constitution. And if you're listening to me and you live in Florida or Pennsylvania, these are two solid conservatives who are running against the system, running against really their own Republican establishment and running against the Democrats. Mark, what can we do? Well, in those states, you can do something very direct and very specific. You can send these candidates money. You can make sure you're registered to vote. You can make sure your family members are registered. And you can become Paul Revere's on your street. It's that simple. We need these men. We need these women now. Not tomorrow. We need them now. In Virginia, where I live. My fellow conservatives, I don't care what party you belong to. We have a choice between the Washington Post's favorite candidate, Cree Deeds, who you know nothing about, and they want it that way because he's a huge lib, and Bob McDonnell. I don't know him well, but I did spend almost a day with him. I spoke with him at length. They're trying to turn him into some kind of Neanderthal because they think the people of Virginia are so damn stupid that they're going to buy the line that he's against women when he's got a wife and three daughters who adore him and who are enormously independent and are professionals. Don't allow 5, 6, 7, 8 individuals on the Washington Post editorial board who endorse Democrat after Democrat, liberal after liberal, tell you how to vote in Virginia. You people in New Jersey, it's time to wake the hell up. Stop being defeatist. It's not inevitable that you'll continue to have a one-party state. Vote against the New York Times. Vote against the liberal newspapers in your state. Say no to one-party rule. Send a message that will be heard from sea to shining sea. From the border in Canada to the border with Mexico. Send the message that even New Jersey's had enough. We'll be right back.
Mark Levin.